Gemara talked about how Eretz Yisrael was divided, and it said that there was a Geirul component, and there was also an Urim V'Tumim component. Hakeitzad. So the Braisa said, how's that possible? Either it was a Geirul, or it was the Urim V'Tumim. Which one was it? And the Braisa goes on and gives a rather descriptive visual of how this played itself out. Elazar Malubish Urim V'Tumim. Elazar was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. The Yeshua V'Chal Yisrael Eimdu L'Fanim. Yeshua B'Nunim, all the Chal Yisrael standing in front of him. The Kalpi Shal Shvatim, the Kalpi Shal Tchumim V'Nach L'Fanim. And there were these two baskets. And then he communicated with the Urim V'Tumim via Ruach HaKodesh, and he would say, Zvulin Oila, and Chumaka Oila Imai, Tarf Bekalpi, and boom, everything played itself out the way he said it was going to play itself out. So there was an Urim V'Tumim component, and there was a Geirul component. If you notice, the Gemara says, Hoye Mechavin B'Ruach HaKodesh, that when he spoke to the Urim V'Tumim, Elazar Kohen Gadol, he spoke B'Ruach HaKodesh. It sounds like you couldn't talk to the Urim V'Tumim unless you had Ruach HaKodesh, right? If you want to talk to someone, you don't have to have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, if you want to delve into the heebie-jeebie. But why do you have to have Ruach HaKodesh to talk to Urim V'Tumim? Sounds like you couldn't just talk to Urim V'Tumim. It required Ruach HaKodesh, which is a madrega of Nevuah. And without Nevuah, without Ruach HaKodesh, you couldn't communicate. And the truth is, it's a Mefurash Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Kol Koyin She'inu Medabe B'Ruach HaKodesh. He had no ability to be shoiled by the Urim V'Tumim. So a criteria was, in order to communicate with the Urim V'Tumim, you had to have Ruach HaKodesh. Could be. Parashas V'Zayis HaBracha, we say, Ulalevi Omar, Tumecha V'Urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. Sheva Levi, that the Kayanim. They have the Urim V'Tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim says the Pasuk was given to who? It was given Le'ish Chasidecha. So I was thinking that we all know the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Mar brings in Masechta Sefer Dezar, Daf Chav Amud Beis, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Letzato, of course, based his magnum opus, Mesilas Yesharim, on that Braisa. The Braisa says, Amar Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, Toir Mevil Adei Zehirus. Zehirus Mevil Adei Zrizus. Zrizus Mevil Adei Nekios. Nekios Mevil Adei Prichus. Prichus Mevil Adei Taira. Taira Mevil Adei Chsidus. Chsidus Mevil Adei Anova. Anova Mevil Adei Yerashet. Yerashet Mevil Adei Kedusha. And Kedusha Mevil Adei Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh Mevil Adei Tchias HaMesim. So he gives you the Seyda Advarim, the pecking order of Avodas Hashem, of all the different Madregas of Hanhagas HaAdam. And when you come to the Shpitz, which is Kedusha, it's Mevil Adei Ruach HaKodesh. And by the way, once you have Ruach HaKodesh, you can even come Lidei. You can even come Lidei Tchias HaMesim. The Girsa that we have in our Gemara is that the highest Madrega is Kedusha. And that's the Girsa that Ramchal had, and the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim works based on the Seder, the Girsa, the Gemara that we have in the Vilna Shas, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. But the truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, there were other Girsas. There's a Girsa that the Rishonim had that says that the last Madregas are Kedusha, Anava, Yirashet, and Chasidos. Another Girsa that the Rif and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Bechai, the Mashal brings us Girsa, is Kedusha, Yirashet, Anava, and Chasidos. The Tzad HaShava between those last two Girsais is that the last Madrega is the Madrega of Chasidos. The truth is, the Gemara itself, after it lists all the Madregas of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, says, the Chasidos G'day L'Mikulon, Shenema Oz Dibarta B'Chazon L'Chasidecha, which really doesn't stem so much with the Girsa of the Gemara. Because if Chasidos is G'day L'Mikulon, then why is it that after Chasidos you have Anava, Yirashet, and Kedusha? It stems very good with the Girsa that the other Rishonim had. And that is that Chasidos is the last Madrega. So again, the way every yeshiva bachur knows it, which is based on the Ramchal, is that the highest madrega is kedusha. But the way most of the Rishonim Megayris is not that the highest madrega is kedusha, but rather it's chasidus. If a person wants to come to Ruach HaKodesh, what madrega in Avodas Hashem does he have to reach? He has to climb the mountain. And at the top of the mountain, what he's going to find is chasidus. A Kohen Gadol was only able to be shoiled by the Urim V'Tumim if he had Ruach HaKodesh. To get Ruach HaKodesh, you have to have Chasidus. That's the end of the Braisa. Chasidus Mevil Adei Ruach HaKodesh. Says the Pasuk, Ulelevi Yomar, Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. It's not enough that you're a member of Sheva Levi. It's not enough that you're a Kohen. You can even be a Kohen Gadol. But you have to be an Ish Chasidecha. You have to be a Chasid. Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. Because if you're a Chasid, Chasidus Mevil Adei Ruach HaKodesh. And if that's the case, then you'll be able to have a Sheiches with the Urim V'Tumim.